This can be an especially tough time of the year for families with a loved one in prison. And during the holidays, the distance between an incarcerated parent and a child can seem that much wider. But a group of volunteers in Vermont is working to bridge that distance one gift at a time. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
Susan Randall is a private investigator who works for attorneys defending people in Vermont facing state and federal charges. She spends a lot of time in prisons, and about 5 years ago, she noticed her clients getting especially anxious towards the end of November.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it was palpable. You just see people start to circle the drain because they felt really incapacitated. They couldn't buy gifts. They can't be home. They know their kids are waking up Christmas morning or, you know, Hanukkah, and there's nobody buying them presents.
So Randall had this idea. She sent out a few email messages to her friends and family and asked them to host a kid or two and send out a present anonymously. She tracked down about 15 of her clients' children that first year. The next year, it grew to about 50.
And the next thing I know, it kind of went viral. Like, people would forward my email to them, and then six of their friends would say, oh, how do we get in on this?
Last year, about 120 kids received gifts through the program that's now called Hope Beneath the Tree. This year, the group hopes to get presents to about 200 kids with a parent in prison. And so, on a recent very cold night in Shelburne, Randall and her crew began wrapping presents. Piles of donated homemade blankets were being wrapped, while Randall decided where a green John Deere dump truck would end up.
Like maybe like that, and then tape the...
And then rewrite the name? Yeah. Perfect.
This is still a very grassroots undertaking. Randall is working with one of her friends, and their kids have been helping out. Most of the sponsors get a name and age of a child, and they send out their own gifts. But there are also foster homes involved and confidentiality issues to deal with, and so Randall and her group do a lot of their own packing and wrapping. Raz Hansen is Randall's son, and he showed up tonight to help get some of the gifts on their way.
For children who don't have that parental figure and who may be looking for a little bit of hope around the time of Christmas, being able to receive a gift like that is really important. And also for the parent who's in prison, being able to know that their gift, that their child is basically receiving presents and stuff like that on Christmas is also super important.
If a parent is incarcerated in Vermont, but the child is living out of state, Hope Beneath the Tree tries to track the family down. And through the years, the group has sent presents all around the country. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Shelburne.